Ellis with KFRM 550 AM, and I am with Kyler Miller Shasky. He's from Lakin, Kansas, and he's the president of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers. And he's going to tell us about the policy priorities that have been happening with their meeting here in Houston, Texas, which is going along with the Commodity Classic.
So, yep, my name is Kyler Miller Shasky. We're down here at our annual meeting at Commodity Classic for the National Association of Wheat Growers, and we're focusing on our policy priorities for the upcoming year and kind of our farm bill priorities as well. We had some good conversation. We renewed some policies, made some changes, and really just kind of focusing on trying to get a farm bill passed. Of course, we're in an extension right now, and we'd like to get a farm bill passed before we have to do another extension. And then with that, we also approved our new slate of officers for the upcoming year and just had some really good meetings over the last couple of days.
Great. And Kyler, one other question in regards to the crop conditions in the southwest Kansas where Lakin is.
So, yep, I'm here down here at meetings, but I'm really excited to get back home. The wheat this year is looking kind of the best start to a wheat crop that we've had in the last couple years, which doesn't say a whole lot. We've had some rough couple years, but we had good moisture at planting, got good snow over the winter. The wheat's looking really good. I'm actually excited to fertilize this year and hopefully get a good crop out of it. Still a long ways to go till harvest, but I'm ready to get back, get on the sprayer, and see what we can do for the wheat crop.
And that was Kyler Miller Shasky from Lakin, Kansas, and he's a Kansas Association Wheat Growers President, and this is Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.